T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, you guys, it's Lisa Starr again. And I know I've been letting you know what's up in Seattle as far as the protests go. Last night, they tear gassed our entire neighborhood twice. Sorry. Mayor Durkan announced that they wouldn't be using tear gas because they ran out. So they pepper sprayed our neighborhood twice. And I mean the whole fucking neighborhood. I mean 6 square blocks. I mean, I was standing on my goddamn porch trying to figure out if the screams I was hearing from the protests were coinciding with those huge booms last night that I heard. I don't know what those booms were. Were there fireworks? Were the cops throwing smoke bombs that went off really loud? What the fuck, right? I don't know. Were the cops just shooting at people? It was terrifying. You could hear it echoing off of the buildings. I live 6 blocks from the protest. I could see people streaming past my window all day long, peacefully. And actually, I've been at the protests. They are peaceful. It's the cops who keep trying to start shit. It's the cops who keep attacking the protesters. It's the cops and their acolytes and their friends who keep trying to hurt people who are there. The guy who shot a man in the arm yesterday at the protests, he gave the cops a thumbs up before he started, and they didn't stop him. They had snipers on the roof watching him get his gun out, aiming it at a protester. They didn't shoot him. They didn't stop him. They didn't warn him. They didn't yell at him. They didn't even roughly handle him when he surrendered himself after he'd shot the protester. After our people, the people who the cops are trying to protect the public from, after we disarmed him, and after we made sure that that protester was going to live and got him to a medic, we handed him over to the cops. And what did they do? Not much. Pat on the back. Escorted him nicely to the car. I don't even know if he got cuffs for shooting a person in front of them. Well, they're all armed, watching, letting it happen. So that happened first at the protest yesterday at Seattle. I didn't go. I was on my porch, you know. I had some pain issues yesterday. It was scary, too. It was 11 at night. I was in my house. I was cooking. But the booms were just scaring me. And they were scaring the cats. They were scaring my neighbor. We were both on our porches looking at each other worried. And then people started running down the street and the air started smelling different. And the pepper spray just overwhelmed my face. And I was in so much pain. Water didn't help. Thank God my best friend was like, go get some milk 3 days ago. I don't drink milk. I'm lactose intolerant. I wouldn't have had it in the house if she hadn't made me. And I'd still be in pain right now. I mean, my whole face is on fire because I was on my fucking porch. So they did it at 11 last night. They covered our entire neighborhood with pepper spray. Do we know what's in pepper spray? Do we know what kind of long-term effects there are to coating a whole neighborhood in it? Do we know? I don't know. Do you know? What the fuck? So first they cover the neighborhood in fucking pepper spray at 11. And then I guess I went inside. I closed my window. I closed my doors. Me and the cats were hiding after that first pepper spray incident. I tried to help other people, but I couldn't even help myself. that scared the crap out of me, not being able to help anybody else. So at 3 a.m., they did it again. So if they consistently blanket our neighborhood in poison, what happens? I mean, are there nerve agents in the pepper spray? Am I going to get cancer because the cops decided that it was okay to wage war on this whole fucking neighborhood? The peaceful protest over there, literally, there are snacks, there are water, there are people offering each other hand sanitizer. There is kindness in that crowd. People are taking care of each other. They're saying Breonna Taylor's name. They're saying George Floyd's name. They're saying all of the names of the people the police have killed. That is the reason the police are attacking them. Not because they're out hurting people, but because they're calling the police on their murderous, racist shit. The police have decided in Seattle that they are going to war with their citizens. And there's, I don't know, is there anything we can actually do to stop it? I called the cops. But what good is that? I called the police accountability and they said they're looking into it, but they got 12,000 complaints last weekend. I don't know how many they're up to today, right? Like, and this is the deal, you guys. This isn't going to end this week. This isn't going to end next week. This might end next month. But the people who are on the front lines, who are holding the line, the invisible line and barrier that the cops have formed around their East, precious East precinct, they're worried that we're going to take down that precinct. They're worried that we're going to attack a building they like. And so they have been throwing pepper spray at our whole fucking neighborhood. Instead of just talking about what our real demands are, instead of saying, oh, you know what? You're right. This racist violence, that's not all of us. That's fucked up. Let's talk about it. Let's figure out how we can help you. Let's figure out what you actually need. No, they're comfortable with war. They're okay with war. War is fine with them. So the people on the front lines, as I was saying, are those kids that I have known my entire adult life, the train hopper kids. These are the kids that you see wearing the grungy black anarchist jean jacket. They always look like they need a bath, because they usually do. And when I say train hopper, I literally mean train hoppers. This is really popular in Portland and Seattle and San Francisco, actually. Lots of big stops in the train hopper circuit. But basically, they literally, like, they're hobos. And they don't believe in material goods. They're anarchists, which means that they don't believe in participating in any of the systems of government. They think it's all bullshit. And it's starting to look like they were kind of right, at least about a lot of it. So those kids can make themselves comfortable in any space. They don't need a bathroom. They don't need a shower. Fuck, they can go without food, right? They freely give to each other. And honestly, with all of the people who are showing up in Capitol Hill to feed them and take care of them so that they can keep protesting for us, so they can live on those front lines for as long as they want. Like I said, it's not going to end in a month. Are the cops going to keep raining pepper spray down on us this whole fucking month? Are they going to do it every night? Because by then, I'll definitely be getting cancer from fucking pepper spray. So I'm warning you. Capitol Hill protests are not going away. They're digging in. And our whole neighborhood is now enraged at the way the cops are behaving and is definitely on the side of the protesters. Nobody's going to the cop side. We're just getting angrier and stronger. And those train hopper kids, man, and by kids, I mean like anywhere from 18 to 50 years old, like they don't care. They'll stay for a year. If it advances justice. So get ready, Seattle, because this is a long fight. And our mayor has already shown that either she doesn't have any control over the police or she agrees with them. So it's us against her, I guess, because, I mean, whether she agreed or not, she's in charge. And they've been poisoning our neighborhood on her watch. Thanks for listening, you guys. I'll let you know what's going on tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.